sometimes to turn on the news or to read stories that are going on in the world and not to get totally overwhelmed by what's going on, to not get totally distraught by all the things that are happening in our world today. When I focus, or when we focus on that myriad of things that are going on, from shootings to suicide bombings to what looks like disregard for this planet and our environment, it's really hard not to feel hopeless and helpless. And I think it's really hard not to feel like we've had the wind taken out of our sails. Well, I read an article this week that I really liked that I'd like to share with you. And it's called We Were Made for These Times by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. She says, "My friends, do not lose heart. We were made for these times." I have heard from so many recently who are deeply and properly bewildered. They're concerned about the state of affairs in our world right now. Ours is a time of almost daily astonishment and often righteous rage over the latest degradation of what matters most to civilized, visionary people. Please do not spend your spirit dry by bewailing these difficult times. Especially do not lose hope. Most particularly because the fact is that we were made for these times. Yes, for years we have been learning, practicing, been in training for, and just waiting to meet on this exact plane of engagement. I grew up in the Great Lakes and recognize a seaworthy vessel when I see one. Regarding awakened souls, there have never been more able vessels in the waters than there are right here now across this world. They are fully provisioned and able to signal one another as never before in the history of humankind. Look out over the prow. There are thousands of boats of righteous souls on the waters with you. Even though your veneers may shiver from every wave in this stormy royal, I assure you that the long timbers composing your prow and rudder come from a greater forest. The long-grained lumber is known to withstand storms, to hold together, to hold its own, to advance regardless. In any dark time, there is a tendency to veer toward fainting over how much is wrong or unmended in the world. Do not focus on that. There is a tendency, too, to fall into being weakened by dwelling on what is outside your reach, but what cannot yet be. Do not focus there. That is spending the wind without raising the sails. We are needed. This is all I can know. And though we meet resistance, we more so will meet great souls who hail us, love us, guide us, and we will know them when they appear. Didn't you say you were a believer? Didn't you say you pledged to listen to a voice greater? Didn't you ask for grace? Don't you remember that to be in grace means to submit to that voice greater? Ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within our reach. Any small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another soul, to assist some portion of the suffering world, will help immensely. It is not given to us to know which acts or by whom will cause the critical mass to tip toward enduring good. What is needed for dramatic change is an accumulation of acts, adding, adding to, adding more, continuing. We know that it does not take everyone on earth to bring justice and peace, but only a small, determined group who will not give up during the first, second, or hundredth gale. One of the most calming and powerful actions you can take to intervene in this stormy world is to stand up and show your soul. There will always be times when you feel discouraged. I too have felt despair many times in my life, but I do not keep a chair for it. I will not entertain it. It is not allowed to eat from my plate. The reason is this. In my uttermost bones, I know something as you do. It is that there can be no despair when you remember why you came to earth and who sent you here. The good words we say and the good words we do are not ours. They are the words and deeds of the one who brought us here. It is that spirit, and in that spirit, that I hope you will write this on your wall. When a great ship is in harbor and moored, it is safe, there can be no doubt. But that is not what great ships were built for. And so the title of my talk today is Leaving the Harbor. And I'm talking about what is being asked of us in this world today. I'm talking about what we are being called to be and to do in this world today. I'm talking about standing up and showing our souls. I'm talking about listening to that voice greater that lives within each one of us. I'm talking about lifting our sails and then in that consciousness of peace and of love and of wholeness and of good, taking that consciousness out into the world. I'm talking about when we watch the news or open up our phone and read the latest story or the newspaper or whatever it is that you do, and then in turn feel hopeless or helpless, to know that that is your soul calling you to remember the truth. To remember and to know the truth that there is a presence and a power of good in this universe. There is a presence and a power of good within each one of us and within everything. It is ever present in and through and behind and inside of everything, this presence of good. And then to be that consciousness of knowing that truth and to take that into the world as you go out into the world. And so this week I was watching some videos of Ken Gordon, who is the spiritual leader of the entire Centers for Spiritual Living. And he's been putting out videos because, as you know, there are themes that ministers can follow along with. And we're actually not doing that theme that he was talking about, which is accountability. But what he said at the end of that video was that he watches the news. And every time he does it, he gets tweaked and he gets angry and he has to go and sit down and pray and meditate because he says, this is not what I stand for. This is not what I believe in. This is not what I want to create more of in the world. So he uses that call of his own beingness to remember the truth. The good is here. It's right here all the time. And so there's so many things that I like in this article that I just read. And one of them is that I too have felt despair many times in my life, but I do not keep a chair for it. I will not entertain it. It is not allowed to eat from my plate. It is so important in this time that, as overwhelming as things seem sometimes, to not get drawn into and drown in your own despair. It is so important to recognize and to realize what we see going on is not the only thing that's happening. That there is a bigger picture that we can't see. That this material world is not the only thing that exists. I don't know about you, but I know I've had so many times in my life where it seems like things have fallen apart. A relationship has ended, and all of a sudden, my life has been turned upside down. This is not what I planned for. This is not what I expected. Every single one of those things in my life has turned out for the best. Every single one of those things has allowed me to embody more of who I am, to step into my own power, into my own love, into my own peace, to bring that into my life and to have a better life than I could have had had that thing not changed. Does anyone in this room have that experience? Regardless of how horrible it looks at the time, that it's taken you to greater good? Guess what? So is this. And so it's important to stop then and recognize and remember that in this universe, there is an infinite power of good. That it is the one power in this universe. And so will you say that after me? In this universe, there is an infinite power of good. In this universe, there is an infinite power of good. It is the one power in the universe. It is the one power in the universe. There is a power of good. Not just a power for good, but it's a power of good. It is the good, and it is everywhere present. It is always present. As you've recognized in your life, it's always present everywhere. And so good is the very nature of life. And our consciousness, our focus and our attention and our belief becomes the conduit for that good to flow into our lives. Or it blocks that flow of good in our lives when we don't believe in it, when we get into fear, when we get into doubt and don't believe. We block the flow of that good from coming through us and into the world. Somehow, when we focus on that, we become a conduit, not just for it to express in our lives, but for it to express in the world in a greater way. And so one of the core beliefs of all new thought movements, which is also one of the core concepts in the science of mind, says that there is an infinite power and that all conceivable good is eternally available, that it is ready to flow into human experience. Through some cosmic process, this flow of good is activated and or increased by human belief, faith, and acceptance. I don't know how it works, but I know that it does work. And when we become open, it comes flowing in because it's already always been there. And so we live in that kingdom of God now. All the good that exists is here now. All the peace that there could ever be is right here. All the love that could ever be is right here available. Harmony already exists. Peace already exists. And when we align ourselves with it, we create an avenue for it to flow into the world. And so our focus and our attitude and our beliefs focus what happens in our lives, but it also our focus affects what happens in that greater world because we are all connected, because we are all part of that energetic field together, and what happens in one place affects all of it. We're all connected together. And so what we focus on, though, is what we experience. You ever notice, let's say that maybe you're not feeling well and you're focused on how lousy your throat hurts or how bad your back hurts, and that's all you can feel and all you can focus on? But if you do something to distract yourself, if you watch a movie, watch TV and get really involved in it, or if you go to the movies and watch a movie, pretty soon you don't even feel the fact that your back's hurting anymore. And I know even greater than that, I can't tell you how many times in my life I have felt like I was starting to get sick, where you get that itchy thing in the back of your throat, and didn't want to go to class. I was taking some class at church at the time and went ahead and went. And by the time I left class, it was gone and I never got sick. That has to have happened to me at least a dozen times in my life. Focusing on the truth. There is an infinite presence and an infinite power, an infinite intelligence, a presence of good that is here in this situation now. And so in the Science Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes speaks to that. He says, healing and demonstration take place as our minds become attuned to the truth of being. Not attuned to the material world and what's going on, but attuned to that invisible realm of truth. He goes on to say, the one who wishes scientifically to work out his problems, That means through spiritual mind treatment, through scientific focus. The one who wishes to scientifically work out his problems must daily take time to meditate and mentally treat the condition, no matter what the apparent contradiction might be. We can't just do it once. We have to do it on a regular basis so that it keeps our belief immersed in that, so that we know that good is present here. Peace is here also. Love is here also, so that we can remember that when things are trying. But you know what? It doesn't mean that we don't pretend that what happened happened. It doesn't mean that we don't pretend that we just pulled out of the Paris Agreement. It doesn't mean that we pretend that the suicide bomber didn't kill those people. But what it means is that in the midst of it, that we stop and we remember that there is more than this material world, that this is not the whole of what we're seeing. We stop and remember that this material world is not a done deal. It is still in process of creation. And this is a moment in the creation of what we are creating this world to be. We stop and remember that we are creating the world by our consciousness in part, not just by our actions. And so in the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes also says, wherever the image of thought is set, there the power to create resides. God, if thou seest God, dust, if thou seest dust. Can we see good where evil appears? Then we can remove the evil. When we bring a lamp into a darkened room, where does the darkness go? It never was a thing of itself, merely a condition. And we have power over conditions. He goes on to say, by merely bringing in the light, the darkness vanished into its native nothingness. This is the power of a reality, capital R reality, over seeming opposition or apparent separation. As we know the truth, with a capital T, we become a conduit for it to express in a greater way in this world. And so that means then when you read that story, when you hear that thing that seems overwhelming, you stop and you turn within and you remember good is at hand, even here, even in this, that good is the power in this universe. The word good means God. If God is present, then good is present. And so will you say that after me? Good is at hand, even here. Good is at hand, even here. Good is the power in this universe. Good is the power in this universe. And so as we open to it, we invite it into our lives. As we turn to it, it turns to us. That's the way that it works. So we affirm and we know that good is working and unfolding itself in this situation, even when we can't see it. Even like when you couldn't see it when that relationship ended or that job ended or whatever happened, you couldn't see the good then. Now, in hindsight, you go, oh my God, the good was unfolding itself. So in the midst of what's going on in the world now, you go, the good must be unfolding itself here also, because that's the nature of life. The nature of life is to evolve, to unfold in greater and greater ways. This is part of the evolution, part of the evolution of humanity. And so we stop and we recognize that good is working in this situation. It's working in and through everything. And then we rest and trust in that. And yes, you can still write to your congressperson. And yes, you can still make phone calls. And yes, you can go out and do what you need to do. But you do it from the place of trusting that good is unfolding here. And you're knowing that, and you're writing the letter, and you do what you do, is one tiny piece of that good unfolding. Think about how many people all over the world have some focus on that thing and are doing something to forward the movement of the good in this world. It's happening from so many places that we can't see. So the nature of life is to evolve, and this is a part of that evolution. The world is asking you to play your part in this. The world is asking you to assist by means of your consciousness. The world is asking you to assist by your consciousness of peace and of love and of unity and of oneness and of good, to know the good is here. You were made for these times. So did you know that an eagle actually knows that a storm is coming before the storm starts? Long before the storm breaks. And what happens is that eagle flies to some really high spot on a tree and waits for the winds to come. And then as soon as the winds come, the eagle sets its wings so that those winds pick it up and lift it up above the storm. The storm is below while the eagle is soaring up above the storm. The eagle doesn't escape the storm. It uses the storm to lift it. It rises on the winds that bring the storm. Let this storm lift you into your next step in your own spiritual evolution. In the next step for humanity's spiritual evolution, of which we are a part. One of the other things that I love that she said in that article that I read to you was, for years you have been learning, practicing, been in training for, and just waiting to meet on this exact plane of engagement. What have you been practicing for? What have you been training for? To be the presence of peace? Have you been practicing and training to be the presence of peace in your own life when things don't go the way you want them to or when things seem tumultuous? Have you been practicing being the activity of love? Have you been practicing being inclusive to those who are different from you? Those who don't believe the same ways that you believe, or who don't do the same things that you do, or don't have the same values that you have you been practicing being inclusive of them? Have you been practicing being a place of poise and calm? Have you been practicing living in faith? Have you been practicing trusting that life is always for you, even when you can't see it? Have you been practicing trusting that good comes in the end, always? That practice has brought you to this moment in time. So we are being called to bring what we have learned, what we have been practicing into the world, and to be a healing presence in this world. As we walk this path during these challenging times, we are being called to dig deeper, to go deeper within ourselves, to take our focus off of the world and instead shine the light on the truth that we have come to understand, to shine the light on the good, on that divine presence, on the truth of peace, on the truth that love is, on the truth that we are safe. Always, because we are eternal beings made of nothing other than the light of God. Nothing can harm that. We are safe to tell ourselves the truth that good is here and happening now. And so my invitation to you is to remember that. Remember that good is the very nature of life. To remind yourself of that often. Every time you get scared and get pulled down, to remember that good is here wherever you are, at every moment. To know that good is unfolding itself through you and through what's going on in the world today. Take time to be in meditation or to read the things that help you remember, that keep you centered, that keep you aligned. Read the writings of Ernest Holmes or Joel Goldsmith or Eric Butterworth or Dr. Michael Beckwith or whoever it is that inspires you and helps you remember and find your peace and know that the good is here. And to keep your feet on the earth and to keep your hands doing good works, to keep your heart with your spirit, and to keep your consciousness with God, with the infinite, with that presence of good. And so blessings to you each on this path of stepping into and being the presence of what it is that you already know and who you've come here to be. I thank you and bless you each on this path. And so I invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment, which is our form of affirmative prayer. And so how good it is just to answer this call of our own spirits to stop and to remember the sacred, to remember that infinite one that expresses itself in and through and around and as everything in this universe, that I recognize this infinite presence of good, this infinite intelligence, this absolute love is the ground of all being, that it is from this one that everything in this universe has come from, and it is this one that animates everything that exists. This one is present in and through everything, even when I can't see it. I take my attention and my spirit back to this place of remembering, this place that feels like coming home. Oh, yes, here you are. Oh, yes, here is that infinite one that feels like the very activity of love. That infinite one that guides the planets and the stars in their orbits. That one that orchestrates all the activities in my body is that same one that permeates everything. And so today we lean into that remembering. We lean into that knowing that we cannot be separate for it for a moment in all of eternity, for it is the very essence of who we are. We cannot be separate from it in our life because it is the life that we are living. Nothing in this world can be separate from it, for it is everywhere present. And so today we rest in that consciousness, in that awareness, knowing that good is absolutely unfolding itself everywhere, because that is the nature of the divine. That is the nature of life. And so we lean into the good. We remember the good. I know that that good is permeating our minds and our souls and our bodies and our awareness right now. And so we take this light with us today and we shine it wherever we go, bringing that light as bearers of the light. We say yes to that call of the divine within ourselves, within our own hearts and souls, to be that light, to be that presence, and to see it wherever we are. And so it is with great thanks for this knowing, for this remembering, for this opportunity, for this truth that I give thanks. And so I release this word into that infinite law of the universe that says yes as we say yes. That is the very law of our being. And so I release this prayer in trust, in faith, in absolute acceptance, and in knowing. And I say, and so it is.